Welcome to the Pain to Power podcast, where we have engaging, informed, and interesting conversations on topics including women's health, the menstrual cycle, chronic pain, trauma, the nervous system, relationships, and feminism. I'm Lisa Dion. I'm a women's health coach, facilitator, and educator, supporting you on your journey of healing, recovery, and moving into a place of personal power in your body and in your life. Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 37. Today, we're going to be talking about self-care inspiration for the holidays. And I'm very excited about this. It's actually been my birthday this weekend. Well, I'm recording it in advance. And so it will have been my birthday. It's on the 4th of December, and I am heading over to Dusseldorf in Germany with my family this weekend to see the Christmas markets and visit my sister who lives there with her partner. So I'm really excited about that, and it'll be such a treat to have a little winter getaway. And so that's what I will have been doing the weekend after this goes out. But yeah, I just thought with December coming up and Christmas and the holidays and some of my clients in the States and in Canada celebrating Thanksgiving, I thought that maybe a topic around self-care and the holidays would be hopefully helpful, practical, and also inspiring, because it's something that I sometimes struggle with, and it's something that I've had to reflect on and plan for, particularly because if you are someone who likes to live their life a little bit more in sync with their menstrual cycle, or you're practicing menstrual cycle awareness, or you are on a journey with recovery in some other way or healing, or you have chronic pain or a disability, something like Christmas, you know, these festival holidays fall on particular dates, and we can't really say to our family, let's celebrate it the week after my period. You know, I wish I could do that, but that would be moving everyone's schedule around their work holidays, their work vacation and time off. So it can sometimes be kind of hard, I find, having to sort of go along with these festivals and holidays that are fixed in time in terms of the date in the diary of the year, especially if you are used to living a little bit more in flow with your own rhythm. But it doesn't mean that all is lost, and it doesn't mean that we still can't have a good time if we're struggling. So I'm going to talk about that today. This will just be a short episode to get us, me and you, thinking together about how we can look after ourselves and what plans we can put in place in advance, because I know myself, I've gone into the holiday and the Christmas season in the past and come out quite resentful, burnt out and depleted. So it would be worthwhile thinking about your past experiences of Christmas and the holidays, you know, what went well, what didn't go well, what could be better. And then, yeah, let's plan ahead. Let's plan ahead of time, because there's a lot going on at this time of year. You know, it's winter, at least here in the Northern Hemisphere, and it can be a lonely time. You know, there's expectations, there's emotions, there's family dynamics. There's a lot going on, and the world puts this pressure on us to have a really good, happily family time and to be joyful and merry and excited. But the reality is, well, that's just not everyone's reality. I don't think really that is anyone's reality. So I think all we can do is our best. And I think one of the things that we can do with our best is to plan a little bit in advance. And there's no better time than the start of December to do that. Okay, so the first thing I'd love for you to think about before we make any practical plans in advance of this Christmas season is to feel into or to think about how you want to feel. So how is it that you want to feel during and coming out of this time of year? I mean, thinking on the spot here, I would like to feel quite calm, peaceful and nourished from my time off. So that's something that I'd like to feel. I'd also like to feel inspired for the new year as well. And I'll talk about what I do for that. Other people want to feel maybe very connected, or maybe they want to feel excited. You know, everyone will have a different intention. So really get clear on how you want to feel. And then the second question is, what does that look like? So for me, that would look like lots of space, lots of time, some time in nature, time with family, good food. And then we can look practically in more detail as well about what that would look like. But an example also for me would be, so I live in Dublin in the city, and then my family live an hour south of Dublin in Wicklow, which is, it's not too far away, but something I don't want to do and something I've done in the past is go home for Christmas to my family and then make plans in Dublin with friends and then be kind of up and down on the train or up and down in the car. And I don't really want to be sitting on transport or in the car driving too much around that time. I'd rather just stay in one place. So that's something for me to consider. And then the next question is, what would you like to get done? So during this time, you know, we have to also think about things we might want to get done or quote unquote achieve. And I really mean that like in inverted commas. So you're something getting done could mean, you know, lots of rest. That's a thing you do, or reading lots of books or watching movies, and maybe make a list of some books or some movies that you would like to watch. Then there might be certain friends that you would like to see, or maybe there are certain meals you'd like to have or places that you'd like to visit. Or maybe there is some self-care, you know, more luxurious self-care that you'd like to do. So maybe you'd like to go to a spa, or maybe you'd like to go further afield for your nature visit. So maybe you want to do some hikes in the mountains, or some people here in Ireland swim in the sea. Maybe you want to do some spiritual practices, or maybe some intention settings for the new year. I know I'll be doing that. I always, around Christmas, between Christmas and New Year's, I always take a day where I'm just reflecting on the year and writing some intentions for the new year for myself. Maybe that would look like a vision board or journaling. So whatever that is for you. So what are the kind of the things that you'd like to quote unquote do or not do? So maybe you don't want to be visiting a lot of people, or maybe you don't want to be traveling, like I said, a lot, you know, or maybe there's some kind of exercise that you'd like to be doing every day. So really thinking about that. And then the next thing I have here is energy management. So that's really important, because in the last episode, we talked about this time of year being, you know, coming into solstice is the very dark time of year. So our energy is generally quite low and there's not a lot of light in the day. And then our rhythm, circadian rhythm, sort of syncs up with our energy and the light as well. So it's important to remember that, like for me, I know I sleep a lot around this time. So that's important to not feel guilty for that. So what kind of people do you want to include in visiting and in seeing, you know, access to technology? Do you want to be on social media a lot or not? And can you take a break and you maybe delete your social media and your emails off your phone for the holidays? Thinking about your needs in terms of meals and movement and daylight and what else? People. So again, like, you know, boundaries with people. Who are you saying yes to? Who are you saying no to? Thinking about the family dynamics. Is there a lot of enmeshment in your family? Is there a lot of unconscious loyalty playing out in your family, or guilt in yourself if you say no to things? So these are all things to consider when we're going into these family and home units during the holiday time. It can be a very lonely time, even if, you know, you have a big family, you might feel disconnected, you might be surrounded by a lot of people, but still feel lonely and disconnected. So how can you look after yourself in those dynamics? You know, can you create some buffer time for yourself? So something I do as well is, you know, this idea of a buffer is, so if you feel overwhelmed in your family dynamic or lonely or disconnected, or you can easily be put on edge, or there might be arguments or difficult relationships, you might still feel the loyalty or the need or the commitment to showing up in the family, but then still having buffers. So that could look like a walk in the morning, or spending some time journaling, or going to your favorite cafe and just spending some time by yourself, or having a support friend that you can talk to, and just, you know, one person that you can message during the day if things are difficult, or a sibling who you get on with. And just having that buffer for your psyche and for your soul so that you're not completely exposed in difficult situations. Okay, that's really, really important. And then I have also written down here that we should watch our perfectionism, because perfectionism can come up in terms of our expectations and needing meals and situations and plans to go as perfect, or the house to look perfect, or our outfit to be perfect, or, you know, the way we look to be perfect. So that's something to watch for. And then to also acknowledge our reality. So at the, you know, at Christmas time, there can be a grief that can come up, or loss, or a sense of grief around. So the grief could be, you know, bereavements, or it could be that we might have had different losses during the year in terms of our work or our homes or our opportunities or relationships or whatever it is, you know, all types of grief are valid and they can really be emotionally highlighted this time of year. Or even things that we desire that we don't yet have or haven't yet manifested, we can be vulnerable to grief and loss, a sense of loss or loneliness with that too. So to mind ourselves with those things and to acknowledge our reality and our feelings, it's really important. And also consider if there's any unmet needs there. So if there is something that you didn't tend to or create or manifest or you don't have in your life that you're still really desiring and craving, giving yourself permission to be in the desire with that and to access that and maybe bring it to your journal or talk it through with a friend or go on a walk and allow yourself to dream into these things and then set aside some time during the holiday period to journal or create a list of intentions or a list of action items that are aligned with, you know, creating that for your life or a vision board, like I said, bringing it to your prayer. So these are really important things to think about when we are, you know, feeling into what we don't have, what we feel loss around, and that, you know, what responsibility can we take to bring that to some kind of manifestation in the new year? You know, for example, if you feel like you don't have enough support in your life generally, or you're not seeing your friends as much as you'd like to, or you don't feel nourished by your friendships, what can you do about that? And, you know, what steps can you take to create more connection, more nourishment, more aligned relationships in your life in the new year? So that's all really important. And then I have very practically to think about packing our clothes. So I can get a bit overwhelmed when I'm going home or going away for more than a few days in terms of what to bring. So I like to come back to this idea of keeping it simple, again, not being perfect, you know, what, making a list, what do I need? What do I want to bring home? So lots of cozy clothes, clothes for walking and for exercise, things that comfort me and nourish me, maybe one or two outfits for partying and earrings and some makeup and things like that. You know, there's certain things that I like to bring, like my hair dryer and things like that, you know. So yeah, make a little list for yourself for packing. And then obviously presents. What kind of presents are we? Do you do gifts in your family? Do you not? I love to think about, you know, think local entrepreneurs buying Irish in this country, or maybe you know people who create things. Also thinking about experiences that you can gift. I much prefer to receive, you know, experiences or vouchers or things that are local rather than just a lot of stuff. So yeah, so that will really depend on who you're buying for, or things that can be, you know, kept for a long time, or things that can be used, like nice candles or cosmetics and body products are also really nice. And then lastly, I've written down here your expectations. So definitely reflect on, you know, what expectations you have for your holidays in this time of year, what went well, what didn't go well last year, and what kind of tweaks can you make? And so all this, you know, these things to think about are not because I'm an expert in any means, but because I've struggled myself personally with this time of year and just my energy and navigating relationships and how I manage my time and energy and all that. And I would much prefer to have a nourishing experience with the holidays. So to reflect on your past experiences and what changes and tweaks you can make and what supports do you need and what needs do you have? So those are all really, really important for me. And how can you really look after yourself, your soul, and how can you really treat yourself? And, you know, I will certainly be doing that. I will be giving myself permission to eat foods I want to eat. I will be taking space and going for lots of walks before it gets dark. I will be making sure that I see friends who I love to see, who I don't see often, friends from home. I will be saying, not necessarily no to, you know, friends who want to meet in the city, but I'll ask them if I can meet them after Christmas or move the dates around a little bit so that I'm not overwhelmed with traveling up and down, or maybe request that they come closer to me or meet them halfway as well. Sometimes my unconscious loyalties play out by feeling like I'm the only one that has to trek across the city. So that's something to think about. And very often when I think about that and when I request for them to come my way, we end up climbing one of the local mountains and that they've never climbed before. And it can be really nice, or coming to a restaurant near where my parents' house is. And that can be really nice as well. So yeah, I wish you a really, really hopefully inspiring couple of weeks planning before your Christmas, your holiday time. Let me know what you plan to do. And I encourage you to really mind your soul and your heart during this time and your desires. And if there's any loneliness or grief or loss or fear or anxiety, please know that that is normal. You're not alone with that. This sort of message that it has to be a really happy, exciting time and that we have to look perfect and everything has to be perfect is just another part of our social conditioning. So do mind yourself and mind each other and keep me posted with how all that goes. And that's it for me. I wish you a lovely rest of your week and I will talk to you soon. And if you're interested in doing one-to-one coaching with me, you know, you can click on the link in my bio and I will hopefully be offering workshops again soon. And I also have my waiting list for my professional training, which is open as well on my website. That's it for me. Have a lovely rest of your week and I will speak to you next week. Thank you for joining today's conversation. This community, these topics, and the stories I share are not possible without all of you being part of the journey. If you are interested in getting more support for your own personal process, head on over to my website, lisadeyoungcoaching.com, to book a consultation call with me. Or you can sign up for a free course there as well. And as always, please like, subscribe, and share this podcast with your friends. Lots of love for the week and see you next time.